Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning. We are finishing out our series on practical Christianity. Looks like we are having a little trouble connecting to a chat page. And others seem to be having that problem as well. So I'll see if we can connect during the program. Otherwise, it's probably not related to just this particular program, but others on Blog Talk Radio seem to be having that problem as well. Looks like they've updated some servers over the with the new month starting, and so that's probably what's been affecting it. So if you can't connect to the chat room, it's probably not you. So just as a reminder, if you haven't already done so, sign up for updates. We're going to be posting some new ideas about what we're going to be doing and when sometime during this week. Give you some heads up. So if you haven't already done so, go to the our blog page at wecanprepare.org. Sign up on the feed burner list, that's the top right-hand corner, and we'll update you as to the changes that are going to be coming about. We're going to go kind of quickly because I do want to see if we can finish out the series today, and so we might go a little longer than usual, just so I can have the conclusion of this series on the podcast. The program itself was only scheduled for half an hour, so if it does run long and you want to listen to it, just check out the podcast. So we were finishing up on how you ways you'll be able to know basically evidence that God has relieved you of your rights in certain areas. You'll see changes in your behavior. And the last few we want to talk about are first that we give ourselves to and for others. Sometimes we know about it and sometimes we don't. In other words, we're generous with ourselves. We're not as concerned about ourselves, about our own reputation, about our own goods, our own time, as we are just given to our own temperament and to our own soul. Because we have His life, we are generous with our lives. Next, we are both teachable and willing to teach. And hopefully what you're seeing is that there's both dwelling in our lives now, both the giving and the receiving. That it's not, we don't switch from one to the other, but we're both. We're able to give and receive in all these areas. We are also willing to be misunderstood, yet willing to make ourselves understood. So many are quite satisfied to be misunderstood and don't want to take the time to make sure they're being clear. Make sure that there may be the need to simply make yourself understood, and that might be what God is teaching you how to do, is to how to express yourself and not just say, well, if they don't get it, that's not my job to make them get it. Well, in this case, it might be your job. So you may, you know, that's an area that, again, the Lord may be working in any of us to change, and sometimes it's with our understanding, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you'll find yourself looking back, having changed in an area. Next is, we are willing to be broken again, yet also willing to be strong. Sometimes we you know, have an idea about what a Christian is like. And that's all we really know, and that's all we really want to know, is, okay, this is what a Christian is like. I don't really want to go beyond knowing him in another way. And sometimes we don't see ourselves as strong people or strong personality. And God may be putting you in a position to show you that it's not your strength that will be coming out in the situation. It's not your perseverance. It's not your temperament, but his. Again, these are all ways we are also changing the way we view ourselves. Then finally, we accept that God meets all our needs. But we also make our needs known to those around us. In other words, again, we don't try to control the way God meets our needs. It may very well be that he meets our needs through others. We get this idea that if God wants to meet our needs, we don't have to tell anyone. We don't have to, you know, find a way to get those needs met. That he's just going to do it magically. That he's going to wave a magic wand, or he's going to have a check show up. Especially right now with so many people dealing with financial struggles and situations. There's this idea that someone's just going to write us a check and we're going to find it. And it's going to solve all our problems. Or in the nick of time, God's going to give us a job or send us to the right person to magically solve all the people, the mortgage company, for instance. And we have to realize that there are times when we have to learn how to persevere and work these things through on ourselves. And that's part of what God is teaching us to do, to take the responsibility, to take action. So it always comes back to, Lord, what do you want me to do about this? Is this something that I need to be pursuing and following up on? So what does depending on God and fulfilling our purpose look like? When we are in that place where we are fully depending on him, what will that look like? Now that we understand the breaking process and have relinquished our rights, what does that dependent lifestyle look like? What can we expect as we learn to walk in union with his spirit? No one on this earth has ever done this except Jesus. And even the example he set was appropriate for him alone. You know, it's great to have him as an example, but he's not our final example. You are the final example. Whatever it is that your life looks like, that's what it's supposed to look like. And again, it goes back to our expectations very often are so askew from God making you the unique person living your unique life compared to others. Yours is not a cookie cutter religion. God is not interested in us being like Christ. And he's not creating clones of his son or of himself. You're not a clone. But what he is producing is unique, whole persons that are living members of his body. each having its own history, character, identity, and soul. Yet all together, because each of us is dependent on a single source, engulfed and sharing the very nature of the root creator, we are all one. So, on our level, what will living the Christian life look like, feel like, think like, be like, as we learn to live out of our met needs? Each of us will learn to walk and live and move and have our being in our unique individual way. Yet there will be some common characteristics that we can encourage ourselves with. Remember, our sanctification, or the working out of our salvation, is a working out. Out, because it's in and needs to be worked out. From your spirit, through your soul, to your body, and beyond. It's in your spirit. You have it. Your salvation, your sanctification, your final life is in and is being worked out. This includes being an active participant in this world, receiving and expressing God's life, love, victory, and freedom. So, what does it look like? Dependence reveals God's life. Like the vine and the branch, as we receive God's life, we are first partakers of that life. We are recreated and regenerated, re-enlivened. We receive healing of our past wounds and memories, anticipation and security for our future, and contentment and rest for our present. Every need we have is met by His life. And we can, in turn, share with others what we have first received. This, truly, is what ministry is meant to be. It's letting God's life flow into the empty spaces as He channels it. Death is not driven out first and then life added. First, the life comes and the death is driven out. It's like when you turn on the light. You don't get rid of the darkness and then the light comes. It's the light coming on is what drives out the darkness. So your life containing His life is what drives out the darkness in your life and in the lives of others. As we depend on God, He will live His life through us. Having already given His life to us, changing those around us as well. And He does it in such creative and unique ways that often we have no idea that He's done anything until so far after the fact we discover we have made impact on the lives of others that we hadn't even realized. Dependence also reveals God's love. God's unconditional love is so unfathomable to us that each of us will find a separate way to describe it. Love is so much more than an emotion. It is a knowing and a choosing as well. As we come to know and feel and receive God's love for us, we are then set free to be channels and conduits and expressions of His love to others unconditionally. Our family, friends, and even co-workers are loved, accepted, and valued unconditionally, sometimes causing problems. Sometimes it causes rejection, but it sometimes causes healing and restoration. God loves them directly and through us, independent of our feelings of love. Love is not an emotion. You may be angry with someone. That doesn't mean you don't love them. Dependence reveals God's victory. As we grow in our dependent relationship with God, we begin to believe what He says about us, that we are overcomers, seated in heavenly places, ruling and reigning with Him now. We gain experiential victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil over time, and are then able to help others gain victory as well. We learn to have our confidence and trust in the Lord without fear, and learn to be able to approach every circumstance relying on Him. It becomes a habit, a skill, the way we live our lives. We trust the Lord to lead us into all truth more than we believe the enemy can lead us into deception. So we are also totally freed to make mistakes. And we don't hold it against others when they make mistakes themselves. The freedom that comes from learning to be victorious as a part of our identity frees others as well. Frees them to live in victory. We're not counting our mistakes. We're counting our victories. You are an overcomer. You're a new identity. That's who you are. You're simply now learning how to do and how to be what you are. Dependence reveals God's freedom and rest. As we learn to depend on God to get all of our needs met, we are not only healed of our wounds, but freed from our bondages as well. Okay, what are bondages? They're the habits we've developed. They're the ways we deal with situations, with ourselves, with others. That's the way we used to live our life, these bondages. And most of them we've created for ourselves. We don't try new things because we know we're going to fail. We don't start new relationships because we know we're going to get rejected. We choose what to do in life and what not to do in life based on protection and control. Those are bondages. And when we are freed from them, we are willing to be rejected. We are willing to be hurt. Understanding that we now know who to go to get healed, how to do it. We enter then into his freedom. Now that means something different for each one of us, and it will be different day to day for each one of us. But that freedom allows the spirit in you, joined with your spirit, to live the eternal life now. Not being judged on your behavior, how well you're doing, if you're ahead or behind, if you feel like you've missed God. None of those are on God's radar. And that's an area he wants to set you free from. So for each one of us, it is still, though, our soul becoming responsive and flexible to the slightest direction of the Father. So your mind, will, and emotions become so aware of the life flowing through from your spirit that any change is responded to. Any hindrance is noticed and dealt with. It becomes more and more not just fine-tuned, but natural. Because that's who you are. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And the more you are entering into that freedom and rest, you are becoming a whole spirit being, spirit, soul, and body. That's what God originally intended, originally created. That's what we're returning to, so we can go beyond it. You're not here to just maintain a set of standards or achieve a certain set of behaviors so that when you die and go to the next thing, heaven or whatever, then you'll be able to live a certain lifestyle. Isn't it interesting that so much about what we perceive as coming next is even about material things? Or having, you know, having all knowledge and understanding, having all our needs met, being able to be next to Jesus and feel his love. What is it that we think heaven holds for us that we can't experience today, that we can't experience right now? Again, you now have all the eternal life you're ever going to get. This is it. And if you're saying, you know, man, I sure hope not. I sure hope there's more than this. Yes, there is. But you can have it now. We don't know what's coming next. We don't know what comes after we die. And all these people who come back and have these heavenly experiences, you know, that this is what heaven is like or this is what hell is like. Cow, you know, we have no idea where that comes from. And for right now, what's important is to be focusing on what God has for us, his life, right now. For those in a dependent relationship with God, freedom is an obedience that springs from confidence. So obedience is not an exercise of the will, doing something. Obedience is our new nature. Obedience is when your brain says, hold up your hand, and your body responds and holds up your hand. That's obedience. Your nerves are responding and obeying your brain. You don't think of that as, okay, well, that then your hand is submitting to your brain, even though it is. But there's no conflict there. That's what it was made for. So God sends an impulse from his spirit to your spirit, and your spirit sends that impulse to your soul and your body. And the appropriate response follows. That's obedience. It's not exerting our will and doing something even though we don't want to. There's no blindness about it. Blind obedience, that's silly. It's response to God's activity because we have learned to be dependent. And so those signals that come from him are clear and uninterrupted. And when the Spirit says, go, we go. When the Spirit says, stay, we stay. Not because we're being obedient, but because we are obedient. It's the way God wired you. And that's the way you work. That becomes your place of freedom and rest. We learn to face each day with boldness, excitement, and anticipation, resting in the assurance that what he has for us that day, he has specifically designed to bring you into a more dependent relationship with him. We learn that we can trust him, that he provides the training, the motivation, and encouragement we need to rest in this life. And because God has accepted us unconditionally, we, in turn, accept those around us unconditionally, freeing them to follow God along the path he is leading them. So, practical Christianity does what you believe work. It's summed up in taking a step back and looking at your beliefs, your actions, your behaviors. Are you growing in that relationship with God? Relinquishing our rights is not only acknowledging the sovereignty of God, but submitting to it as well. As we do so, we find the Lord more and more bringing us into wholeness, rest, freedom, and confidence unlike anything that we can possibly imagine. His idea of freedom is so different from ours. Yet it is absolutely satisfying and fulfilling. The first time you experience true dependence, the first time you see he has made the change in you, you'll say, ah, I get it now. Now I know. This is the life he has for us, on a moment-by-moment basis, to be experiencing the freedom, the rest, the peace, the life, the love that he has set aside for each one of us and already given in your spirit. So thanks for joining us in this series on practical Christianity. Again, stop by, sign up so we can keep you updated on where we're going next. We're going to be putting what we've been learning into practice. So you're going to have a lot to do. So you too can learn how to experience the freedom, the rest, the healing, the wholeness that God has intended for you. It's www.wecanprepare.org or contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Thanks for joining us in this series. I've appreciated all your great feedback in your email, and I hope to see you as we move forward. God's blessings on you all. Thank you very much. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.